Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we go to Chicago now, where 12 people were killed in gunfire this past holiday weekend. A total of 61 people were shot in the city, and 7 were killed on Christmas Day alone. There have been a total of 753 homicides in Chicago in 2016 so far, with 4 days still left to go in this year, and that's the highest murder rate in the city since the 1990s. Now, Chicago is now bad enough to account for nearly half of the 14% increase in the entire nation's homicide rate this year, even as violence is way down across most of the rest of the country over the last 20 years. Joining me to talk about what's gone wrong in Chicago with gun violence, even while things have gone right in other cities, is Gary Slutkin. He's founder and executive director of Cure Violence in Chicago. Gary, welcome.
Good to be with you, Todd.
Gary, the numbers that I just listed are astounding. 757 homicides, nearly 3,500 shootings in Chicago this year. What's going on in Chicago? Why is it so much worse than other places in America?
Well, the main thing that changed in Chicago changed in March of 2015, in other words, last year. And that was when the Cure Violence operation went from 14 communities down to one. And this program, which is active in about 20 cities around the country, including in New York and Los Angeles and in Baltimore and a lot of other cities, this program, which interrupts violence and prevents events from happening, was defunded by the state when the state ran out of money. So immediately at that moment in March of 2015, when the shootings were on their way down, they took an acute turn towards an increase, and that increase has continued throughout 2015 when this started and throughout 2016. Now, the one community that retained funding because it had other sources has continued to go down.
You're suggesting, though, that the only thing standing between Chicago being a very violent city and being like other cities where violence is much less severe is your program. I mean, aren't there other things fundamentally different in Chicago, a very deep and old gang culture that's led to a lot of reprisals? I mean, there are fundamental things in the Chicago culture that are different, aren't there?
I wouldn't say there are fundamental things that are different. In fact, Chicago's rate isn't even higher than about 20 other cities. I mean, Baltimore and New Orleans and Kansas City and St. Louis, and there's several cities that have worse rates. And I don't think the problem is different either. I mean, like I said, Cure Violence is working with about 20 cities, and the dynamics of violence are very similar in most of these cities. And this is what we see in other health problems or problems that operate in a contagious manner. When they are let up on, then the problem returns. This is what we saw with tuberculosis in the 90s in many cities when it was lost funding. It came back. Same thing for measles when those immunization programs were cut. And this has happened twice before. And there have been four independent evaluations showing the ability of this health approach, this public health preventive approach, to both rapidly reduce violence, including shootings and killings, as well as keep them down for sustained periods.
Well, you called gun violence a public health problem. You compared it to measles, to tuberculosis, other contagious diseases. How do the Cure Violence programs work like public health programs? What are they doing on the ground?
They look for events. There are specific types of health workers that are called violence interrupters and behavior change agents, which are called outreach workers and supervisors and program managers. And then this, of course, connects to the hospice. This is a relationship between the health department, the community, the workers, and then the hospitals, so that when there are events that are brewing, that these workers can determine in advance that someone is mad at someone because of the party last night, or someone slept with somebody's girlfriend, or there was somebody owes someone money, or there's a retaliation. And so these workers who are highly embedded in the community, just as we have workers embedded in the community in West Africa for Ebola or in other situations for TB and so on, they're able to see the early signs, and then they're very, very highly trained in cooling people down and buying time and then shifting the paradigm for the person so that they feel off the hook and don't do it. In fact, studies, including studies by the Justice Department, have shown their ability to prevent an event, including a retaliation, by up to 100%. And it's like other contagious problems because one event leads to another, and this is how spread is prevented. So in Chicago, there was a let-up of this approach, going from 14 communities to one, and that's when the epidemic took off, and it's been going pretty much uncontrolled since.
Well, Gary Slutkin, we should stress, you're Dr. Gary Slutkin, right? You're an epidemiologist.
I'm an epidemiologist. I'm an infectious disease doctor by training. I worked for the Global Program on AIDS.
So that's all to say that you've really noticed kind of in your own DNA the analogy between gun violence and the infectious diseases that you studied elsewhere.
Yes, but it's way more than an analogy. It really is definitional. I mean, violence meets the criteria of a disease in that it has characteristic signs and symptoms causing morbidity and mortality, that is to say injury and death. And it is contagious, which just means one event leads to another. And so the maps and graphs and charts look exactly like others. And we also now know the copying and following mechanisms that the brain uses that cause people to do what their friends do, that cause its contagious nature. But most importantly, we now know how to interrupt the spread of it and shift the curve so that violence goes down.
Dr. Gary Slutkin, epidemiologist and founder and executive director of Cure Violence, says that he has the treatment, at least, if he has the funding in Chicago. Gary Slutkin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Todd.